Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this Easter day as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Easter Day, Year B. Our readings today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43, Psalm 118, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. And so we need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. And so we are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, because His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thankfulness. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Lord, we celebrate today not only that you rose from the dead, but that you are our living Lord. We praise you for the empty tomb, and we celebrate your victory over life and death. We call you friend and brother, and we name you Savior and King. But today, we declare that you are Lord. We come with hymns of worship and prayers of praise. We come to give you the honor, the thanks, and the glory you deserve. We pray that the power that raised Christ from the dead will transform our lives, our witness, and our worship for the glory of your name. Amen. We begin with a hymn, In Christ Alone Our Hope Is Found.
Oh,
We pray the collect for Easter Day, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Empty Tomb. The Empty Tomb. The word empty in its various forms always gives negative connotations. As a verb, it means to be void of contents, vacant, or abandoned. As an adjective, it means holding or containing nothing, devoid of significance or force. In the affairs of life, the state of emptiness also has negative connotations. An empty cup, an empty wallet, an empty vault. Even in biblical terms, the word empty is used to describe negative situations. For example, in the face of the death of her husband, Amalek, and her two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, Naomi is left with her two Moabite daughters-in-law. Naomi laments, "Call me no longer Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has dealt harshly with me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?" Ruth chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. God in power and love, by the love and devotion of her daughter-in-law Ruth, transformed her emptiness into fullness of joy. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When they came together, the Lord made her conceive, and she bore a son. The woman of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son is born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 and 17. God in power and love transformed Naomi's emptiness into fullness of life. Her descendant David became the great king of Israel, the standard for the judgment of all the kings of Israel. He was a man after God's own heart. God has power over emptiness. Through the prophet Isaiah, the Lord proclaims, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it." Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. The word of the Lord is a word of power that results in the fulfillment of God's purpose. That is why the events of the resurrection should not come as a surprise to those who were following Jesus. John in his gospel reminds us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word became flesh and lived among us." John chapter 1 verses 1 and 2 and 14a. The Word that was Jesus would not return to the Father until he accomplished the task of redemption of humankind that the Father had given him. He would say to his disciples, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands," and they would kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again. Mark chapter 9, verse 31b. They didn't understand, but were afraid to ask. For them, it was a difficult task to talk about his death. They didn't believe that the Word, which was Christ, would not return to his Father empty. He would fulfill the task for which he came into the world. Therefore, when he breathed his last, the centurion who witnessed his trial, his painful journey to the Mount of Crucifixion, would proclaim, "Truly this man was God's Son." Mark 15, verse 39b. The centurion did not know the word that God's Son would rise again. Therefore, he continued in his emptiness to be involved in the rest of the story. Mark describes it as follows. When evening had come, and since it was the day of the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who himself was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate, wondering if he had already died, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, saw where the body was laid. Mark 15, verses 42 to 47. After the Sabbath, the women returned to the tomb to properly prepare the body for burial. This, of course, was not necessary, because not only did Jesus speak the word that he would be raised on the third day, but 2 days before his death, when he was anointed by an unknown woman with very expensive ointment, he said, "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for its burial." Mark chapter 14, verse 8. How difficult it is for us to understand God's word. When the women arrived at the tomb, they were alarmed to see the tomb open and empty. Mark says, when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. God's word had to be fulfilled. The stone was rolled away, and there sat an angel of the Lord with a message for them. Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place where they have laid him. Mark chapter 16, verse 6. The tomb is empty. A symbol of God's victory. A symbol of Jesus' successful completion of his ministry on earth. An affirmation of the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, as the centurion declared. The empty tomb, God's promise of fulfillment once, God's promise fulfilled once more. Destroy this temple, and on the third day it will be raised. The empty tomb, a symbol of God's faithfulness, the fulfillment of another promise by the Father. The empty tomb, a symbol of God's power over life and over death. The empty tomb, a symbol of God's love and Jesus' obedience to God. The empty tomb, reason for all of us to commit to being faithful disciples of Christ. As we strive to follow Jesus in life, we will also follow him in death. The empty tomb, the central message of the gospel and of God's plan to restore humanity and all of creation. The empty tomb, the fulfillment of God's word that does not return to God empty, but fulfills the purpose for which it was sent. The empty tomb, the sign of our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, in the early morning freshness, with spices to anoint, three friends approached your empty tomb. May your Easter rising continue to surprise your church with new life and hope. Shape us as witnesses of your grace and power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, news of your rising was greeted with alarm and fear. Free us from all that shrouds your people in death and despair. Set our hearts at peace with thanksgiving. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, your appearing changed lives and made witnesses from broken people. Give hope to all who seek your transforming love. Form us in your grace and likeness. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, you make the day dawn with promise. Raise the spirits of all who are ill. Strengthen and uphold them in your life and love. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Risen Lord, in your rising we see salvation. Draw to yourself all who have died. Wipe away the tears from our eyes, that we may rejoice and be glad in you. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we continue to celebrate. We have the hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And we wish you a very holy and a very happy Easter. And we pray that we will all continue to strive to be faithful disciples of Christ, following Jesus and proclaiming always the empty tomb. And we have our hymn, Because He Lives, or as you would also know it, CPWI 170, God Sent His Son.